Paul. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
My goodness, Paul, what you're about to tell us. I'm just reading the notes here in front of me. This is scary. This whole thing is scary, Paul. First of all, thank you for trusting the Nolan Show with your story, Paul. Okay?
Okay.
You were a pupil at St. Coleman's. Tell me what happened to you.
Well, basically, I went in 1968 as a boarder, and I was fortunate to have an older brother and three cousins who were older than me, who were also boarders. And at the very start, we were given do's and don'ts, but one of the definitely don'ts was do not allow yourself to get caught with Father Malachy Finnegan on your own. And I was only 11 years of age then. I didn't understand what that was about, but I was cognizant of the fact. And within a couple of months of being at the school, every morning you got up and went to Mass in the chapel. There was the main altar that all the boarders would have attended, but there were side altars. There was about 10 side altars, and as Mass was going on, other priests would come in to say their own private Masses, and they would pick pupils to serve Mass with. And on one occasion, as I was in the basically attending the main Mass, Father Finnegan tapped me on the shoulder to ask me to serve Mass with him at one of the side altars, and I refused to do it because at that particular time I was more afraid of my cousins and my brother than I was of this Father Finnegan. But later on that particular day, he was also my Latin teacher. He came into the class and immediately pulled me out of my desk and knocked me unconscious, beat me senseless in front of 32 other pupils.
He beat you unconscious?
Unconscious, yes. I was taken out.
Paul, just stop. You're an 11-year-old child in a school.
Well, probably 12 at that stage.
You're telling me that a teacher beat you unconscious?
Yes.
A Catholic priest beat you unconscious?
Punched me until he knocked me out.
My God.
I was taken out of the class by some of my classmates and was brought round to... there were two nuns at the school at the time who were also nurses, and they attended to my wounds, but my parents were never informed. My brother and my cousins looked after me, but told me not to say anything because it would only make matters worse. And that priest ignored me from that time until I left the school in 1975. Now, he wasn't the president then. Bishop Brooks was a physics teacher at the time. He wasn't the president then either. But the point I would emphasise is this. Everyone, all the student population, all knew about Father Finnegan. All the teaching staff knew about Father Finnegan, but nobody did anything. And now, I find it remarkable that Bishop McGarvey did not come out or did not put pressure on him to resign, as he should have done. But I think it's patently obvious to everyone now.
Yeah, we're not
as to why he didn't do that.
Well, that's speculation. Let's talk about what you know, Paul.
Okay.
So, are you telling me, because look, with the breadth of this show, I'm sure that somebody will hear it that might have been there. Are you telling me that a Catholic priest beat you unconscious in front of the other pupils in a classroom?
That is correct.
And you fell to the ground and you were unconscious as a little boy.
I'll tell you better than that. I blanked it out of my mind. And it was only when I was speaking to a classmate at a wedding a few years ago when he reminded me of this. And at the start, I didn't understand what it was he was saying. And when he basically recounted the story to me, that it came back to me in all graphic detail about the beating that I took as a first year from that man.
Him being a paedophile, his interest in children, when you were at the school, was that widely known among the pupils?
Of course it was.
Are you in any doubt about that?
Absolutely no doubt whatsoever. And I bet you any of the students or former students of St. Coleman's College who were there at the time that Malachy Finnan were there will absolutely agree with that. He was well known. You always watch, he was known as Flappy, and was always watch out for Flappy.
You know, someone communicated with the Nolan Show yesterday to say that the boys of the school would warn each other not to be in a, and I'm apologising for this language, but I want to quote this of what we were told, not to be in the same car or vicinity as Finnegan, or they would get their privates felt.
Oh yes, that was well known.
As far back as the '60s.
I can tell you, I went to that school from 1968 until 1975. Can I also say one other thing, which I think is relevant as well? A lot of talk has been made by yourself and by the other reporter, Mandy, in relation to all of these photographs of him being up on the walls. Certainly in my time, from 1968 to 75, there were no pictures of him. The only pictures that were on the walls of St Colman's were those of the successful football teams that won Ulster and All-Ireland
football titles. But here's the point. We know for sure that a paedophile was up on the walls of that school, and we know for sure, we know for absolute certainty that those photographs did not come down until a couple of months ago.
Well, all I can tell you is that my three sons went to St Colman's College, and I went regularly to parent-teachers meetings and other things, and I never saw his photograph up on the wall. All I saw were photographs of the football teams and of the various operas and other shows, school shows that were put on.
Paul,
that's the only disagreement I would have with you.
Sure.
I think that you're overstating that, you're over-egging it. It simply didn't happen. There might have been, there are some photographs of the entire student population with the teachers that was taken maybe once every 4 or 5 years,
yeah.
And obviously he would have been in that.
The school itself has confirmed, is Paul, that the pictures were up and only came down.
Well, was there one, two, or three? Certainly wouldn't have been. There's probably, I would say, there's over 100 photographs of football teams that won Ulster and All Ireland titles.
Let me ask you this. The man who beat you unconscious in the classroom of St Colman's.
Yes.
Now, there's no suggestion that Bishop McAreevy could have known about that at all, right?
So we absolutely
get that.
Not.
We get that. Okay. The man who beat you unconscious, Finnegan, the man who was a paedophile, and that Bishop McAreevy did know, Bishop McAreevy chose to concelebrate Mass with him on the altar. There have been calls from some of the victims today for Bishop McAreevy to resign. What is your view?
Well, I've known Bishop McAreevy for over 50 years, and I think he must resign.
Why?
Because he has put himself in an unconscionable position. He has julicised this man by performing or by taking part in his Requiem Mass. He allowed him to take part in the Mass to celebrate the 150th anniversary at Clonduff. And it simply shouldn't be. You know, he's supposed to be a shepherd leading his flock, and I believe that he has let his flock down by allowing such an evil man to partake in those that particular Mass.
Paul, let me say thank you.